Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam, Klalun Hey, Simen Dalet. So let's see the Chayyadam inside. We've spoken, gave an introduction, read the first part, but let's pick up again. Kishem Shapas, in Kabbalah, Poter Komene Michael. Just like we find by bread, the fact that since you eat bread, you make a kviyas of it, it relieves all other items from a key of bracha. Can el kaveya atzma lishtas yayin, so a person, according to the chayolim, only if he's kaveya himself to drink wine, he makes a kviyas to drink. He doesn't drink by roy a cup or two. He sits down to have a wine party. Avo bishashosa gam shar mashkin, ain't sarach labracha leim, lo bracha rishona, but lo bracha achrona. They are niklal in the drinking of the wine. And there's no chiyuv to make a bracha rishona on the liquids, and there's no chiyuv to say bracha achrona. They're included in the bracha rishona and the bracha achrona of the wine. The Chayyadim takes it a step further and says, even in the case where you have a kviyas, which according to him, that's the only case where it patters, you also require b'davka shoya mashkin omnim lefonav b'shoa sheberich al yayin. The other liquids are there. Or he had planned to drink other drinks. But if it wasn't lefanov, or he didn't have das, so he's saying, I don't understand that in a case of kaveya, so that becomes the ikar, so everything else is secondary to it, so why shouldn't the bracha of the kviyas, of the wine, work for everything else? So why do you need it should be lefanov, like I'm saying, or it should be das? Even if you didn't have das or wasn't lefanov, he should be able to say a bracha. He should not need to say a bracha. So he answers, "Kim the yesh armin de bezman hazeh ein kviyas liyayin, im ken havi savak bracha." So the Chayyadim points out that it's debatable whether the concept of kviyas works nowadays for yayin. That what we do is not really called a kviyas for yayin, and therefore, since the Chayyadim learns that the only time wine patters other liquids is in a state of kviyas, and the state of kviyas is debatable, so to be makel and allow it when it wasn't lefanov, or if you didn't have das in it, just based on the kviyas alone, that's debatable. So I'm going to rely on the concept of kviyas, the Chayyadim says, enough to allow me to say that it's considered a kviyas, and there's no need to make a bracha on the wine. But to rely on kviyas to the point, no need to make a bracha on the other liquids besides the wine. But to rely on it so much, to say even when it wasn't lefanov, or he didn't have das in it, the kviyas schleps everything else with it, when he had no das for it, so that he's not going to allow, according to the Chayyadim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that we hold there is kviyas for yayin bizman hazeh. But he does agree that chatchila you should have the mashkin lefanov like the Chayyadim says. The Mishnah Berurah also says, like you pointed out, that there's no requirement of kviyas. So even a person drinking one or two cups of wine, there would be no need to make a bracha on the other drinks which he drinks together with that. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that there is a derech hachaim, which seems to indicate that even just drinking a drop of wine is sufficient to relieve oneself from a chi of bracha on the other liquids. So a person goes to Kiddush Shabbos morning. So according to the Chayyadim, the Kiddush would not patter the other things because the Kiddush is not a kviyas, arguably. Kiddush and Shul, right? It's not a kviyas and Yayin. So it would not patter other things. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it would patter, but only if you drank some wine. If you did not drink any wine, you were there at the Kiddush and the person who was saying Kiddush drank the wine, but you did not drink any wine, then you would need to make a bracha on the drinks that you have at the Kiddush. Let's say you drank just a drop. You got a little drop of wine from the Mekadosh and you drank that. So according to the Derech Chaim, that is enough to say that you do not need to make a bracha on any other drinks that you drink at the Kiddush. According to Mishnah Berurah, however, that's not true. He says, even though I hold you do not need a kviyas on yayin, you at least need a malei lugmov. We find in halacha that malei lugmov, the equivalent of one cheekful of liquid, is considered a significant amount. And Yom Kippur, that's the amount a person who would drink, it would be chayiv, because it's considered he had a significant amount. Over here as well, a person had a malei lugmov, that's enough to say that he's potter from the bracha and other drinks. But less than malei lugmov, he does not want to be mekel. However, the Derech Chaim says not like him, so he says in that situation, a person has a suffik bracha, so he should make either a shahakal on a food item and have in mind for the drinks, or he should have somebody else be moitzi him in the bracha of the bracha on the drinks. So halacha lemaaseh, we do not pass like this chayadim. We pass that kviyas is not necessary, but a person should drink malei lugmov. In regards to drinking less than malei lugmov, which the Mishnah Berurah says is a suffik, but the Derech Chaim allows it. There are multiple poskim who say that actually the minhag is to follow the Derech Chaim and not the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, but really the eitz of the Mishnah Berurah of trying to find some other solution, making a shahakol on something else, or having somebody be moitzi him would be much more preferred than making a bracha on the other drinks because he just drank a very minimal amount of wine. Have a good day.